Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, September 17, 2012. We'll begin our meeting today with the invocation to be led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. It'll be led by Commissioner Alford. If you'll rise, please. Senegal is out, has some illness requiring him to seek medical attention, so we wish him a speedy recovery. We're going to begin our meeting today out of order with the agenda item under County Clerk. Item A is to consider and possibly approve expenditure from County Clerk's Records Management Funds for payment of contract with Manatron Inc. for master agreement upgrade of the GRM recorder software and server technology, refresh and service level agreement. That contracts for the period June 1st, 2012 through May 31st, 2017 for a total of $581,031 payable over that five-year term, and this is for the County Clerk's imaging system. Do I have a motion on that item? Second. Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. We'll then go back to purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for runway 1230 remarking from Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item B is to approve specifications for request for proposals and rebid for a term contract for automated teller machines installation and operation for Jefferson County. Item C is to consider and approve execute receive and file change order number one to DD7 ditch improvements for excavation and field changes in the amount of $28,096 for a cumulative percentage increase of 2.6%. Bringing the total contract up to $1,077,566.70. That is Hurricane Ike Round 1, Texas Department of Rural Affairs funded grant administered by the General Land Office. Item D is to consider and approve execute receiving file change order number 1 to Jefferson County Road Improvements of Avenue H with APAC to reconcile the final quantities used for construction versus estimated quantities that are set forth in the contract. Cost reduction for the City of Fort Nathan in the amount of $550 and increase to the cost to the City of Nederland in the amount of $17,560.39, which the City approved at their council meeting last week. An increase of $10,623.88 for Jefferson County for the final quantities, and it's a total increase in the contract of $27,634.27, bringing the complete contract to a total amount of $596,961.80, and that project increasing to. Item E is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a Manatron Inc. Master Agreement, Supplemental Agreement, Statement of Work for Upgrade to VRM Recorder Software Release and Server Technology Refresh, and Service Level Agreement. Manatron Inc. is the sole source provider for software maintenance and releases for the County Clerk Imaging System. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with Verizon Wireless for purchases pursuant to State of Texas Direct Contract number 1779. Item G is to consider and approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Item H is to consider and approve disposal of dryers, washer, and other scrap materials. The scrap materials are to be transported to a metal company and they're sold for such price as they may command with the funds returned to the county. Item I is to consider and approve an auction of surplus properties authorized by Local Government Code 263.152A1 to be auctioned by Horns Auction Company, Inc. on October 6, 2012 at 9 a.m. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Item A is to consider and possibly approve budget transfer for the jail for the repair of the inmate bus in the amount of $20,000. Item B is to consider budget transfer for indigent medical for additional costs for hospital services in the amount of $13,000. And item C is regular county bills, check numbers 371260 through 371565. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under District Clerk, we've already executed, we already adopted the order and executed it, so this is actually going to be to receive and file a contract between the Office of the Attorney General in Jefferson County for reimbursement of certain fees with the Family Law Division of the District Clerk's Office, contract number 13-C0053. Okay, moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under Risk Management, item A is consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Kim Isaacs and Verona Adams to attend the Cigna Choice Links Client Forum in Denver on September 26th through 27th, 2012. Cigna is covering all the costs except for two meals and airport parking, estimated to be $82. Do I have a motion? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, under Sheriff's Department Crime Lab, this trip has already been budgeted. The trip for out-of-state travel for Steve Mays and Brandy Henley to attend the Southwestern Association of Forensic Scientists Conference in Scottsdale, Arizona, October 22nd through 26th, 2012, and also authorizing purchases tickets prior to October 1st out of next year's budget so that they can get a cheaper price for the tickets after October 1st when the new budget's in place. The tickets are doubled. So, do I have a motion on that item?
Moved.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Judge, Commissioners, I believe Linda had spoken with me before the meeting about this agenda item. And I think the original paperwork they submitted to court had for three people on there. Right. So I just wanted that to reflect so that she can come back when she selects that third person to go, if she chooses to do so. Their original, Linda, you want to speak to that? We need to amend that motion so that if she chooses a third person. Do you understand, Commissioner? The original paperwork was for three people, but there's only two people listed on the agenda item. So,
unless somebody wants to move that we amend it to allow a third person to be chosen after the date of the
I'll make that motion. Amend it for the third person. She's already got it in her budget. She submitted it in the original paperwork that went to the court. So I'll make that motion.
Do you anticipate the third person going?
that these two people are available to go. The original budget was, we proposed for three people to go. If we can get the scheduling worked out where a third person can go, I would like for a third person to go, because that's the way it is in the budget. If not, then we'll just send two people.
Well, if you get the schedule worked out, is it possible to come back, we can meet next Monday, the 24th, okay, if you can come back before the first?
We can.
If you get it worked out?
We can.
Okay.
Okay, we'll move forward on this.
We have the name first.
Okay.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Now, Mr. Carpenter, you'll come forward, I think Commissioner Arnold has the proclamation.
I'm doing great. Yes, I'm with AT&T, I'm the regional manager here for East Texas. And the reason I'm here is for a proclamation on the AT&T campaign against texting and driving. And I will be spending $50 million nationally on this campaign. We're hoping, again, I want to thank the judge and the commissioner's court of recognizing the problem we're having with texting. And it isn't just the young folks anymore, it is the it's elderly people. One of the Reverend Ingram and Comus Neal did this for me. He put it out on his in front of his church. It says, honk if you love Jesus, text while driving if you want to meet him. and that's really, there's some truth to that. And again, what AT&T wants to do is we want to get this resonated through our leadership, and then that way we can educate folks, and we'll be working in the schools and also educating adults.
Now, before I read the proclamation, I can honestly say I don't know how many times I've come very close to having a wreck with somebody who appeared to be doing something with their cell phone, you know, instead of paying attention to the driving. So myself, I'm very much in favor of this. The proclamation reads as Texting and Driving Day. Whereas public safety, including the reduction of fatalities and injuries resulting from motor vehicle accidents, are goals shared by the County of Jefferson and the State of Texas, and whereas the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, and Virginia Tech Transportation Institute, VTTI, estimate that nearly 80% of crashes and 65% of near crashes involve some form of driver inattention. And whereas both of these organizations estimate that driver distraction is a factor in approximately 4.78 million crashes, resulting in 2 million injuries, more than 34,000 fatalities, and as much as $184 billion in economic damages. And whereas a university study found that college students face a crash risk 8 times greater when texting than not texting, and whereas Virginia Institute found that truck drivers face a crash risk of near crash risk 23 times greater when texting than when not texting, and whereas the American Media Association called text messaging while driving a public health risk, citing a study that found text messaging while driving causes a 400% increase in time spent with eyes off the road. And whereas AT&T has launched a campaign to raise public awareness about the risk of texting and driving, and remind all wireless customers, especially you, that text messaging can and should wait until after driving. And whereas the Texting and Driving It Can Wait program can initially save lives throughout our cities, states, and country. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby declare September 19th, 2012, Texting and Driving It Can Wait Day, and we encourage all citizens to commit to refraining from texting while driving and to join me in commending the sponsors. Signed this day by Jefferson County Judge Commissioner Eddie Arnold, Commissioner Grant Weaver, Commissioner Alfred, Everett Alfred, and Commissioner Senegal is out. Anyway, that's a proclamation for you.
Another thing is Sheriff Woods is also joined in this campaign. I believe he's done a commercial and also has worked, Arcadia Ambulance is also doing some things in the community. I want to thank y'all. Well,
thank you for bringing that to the courts and the public's attention. I was actually in Dallas this weekend moving my daughter into an apartment and driving home yesterday on Interstate 45 coming south. There was a car in front of me. I thought the person was drunk and I was going to get up there and call 911 and go kill somebody. And it was about a 24-year-old female just driving along texting and she's driving like a drunk person.
You can travel 270 yards just by the time you look. And it's not about, you know, if you're older, it takes a little while to get to where you can see it. And you're already down, you know, a football field down the road, especially on two-lane highways. So, again, I appreciate the court doing the proclamation.
I was coming home from a weekend fishing trip since you were talking about the church sayings. I was coming home from Rayburn here about 7 or 8 years ago and was fishing at Rayburn. Missed church that Sunday to go fishing. There's a sign in Buna, the church, that there are no bass boats in hell.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Is there anything else that any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public or any elected official without taking action?
I'll bring to your attention, we had our first take yourself to a loved one to the doctor day this past Saturday at Jones May Clark Elementary, and we have the second one at Cathedral Faith Baptist Church Saturday